Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. And today's reading is from Genesis chapters 38 through 40. We begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin in Genesis chapter 38. And at that time Judah went down from his brethren, and turned into a man called Hira, an Adullamite. And Judah saw there the daughter of a man called Shua, a Canaanite, and he took her to wife and went into her. So she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. Moreover, she bare yet a son, whom she called Shelah, and Judah was at Kezib when she bare him. Then Judah took a wife to Ur, his firstborn son, whose name was Tamar. Now Ur, ye firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, therefore the Lord slew him. Then Judah said to Onan, Go in unto thy brother's wife, and do the office of a kinsman unto her, and raise up seed unto thy brother. And Onan knew yet the seed should not be his. Therefore when he went unto his brother's wife, he spilled it on the ground, lest he should give seed unto his brother. And it was wicked in the eyes of ye Lord, which he did, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow in thy father's house till Shelah my son grow up. For he thought thus, lest he die as well as his brethren. So Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in process of time also the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. Then Judah, when he had left mourning, went up to his sheep shearers to Timnah, he and his neighbor Hira the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnah to shear his sheep. Then she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat down in Pethath-Enaim, which is by the way to Timnah, because she saw the way at Shelah was growing, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he judged her a whore, for she had covered her face. And he turned to the way towards her, and said, Come, I pray thee, let me lie with thee, for he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she answered, What wilt thou give me for to lie with me? Then said he, I will send thee a kid of ye goats from the flock. And she said, Well, if thou wilt give me a pledge, till you send it. Then he said, What is the pledge that I shall give thee? And she answered, Thy signet, and thy cloak, and thy staff that is in thine hand. So he gave it her, and lay by her, and she was with child by him. Then she rose, and went, and put her veil from her, and put on her widow's raiment. Afterward Judah sent a kid of the goats by the hand of his neighbor, ye Adullamite, for to receive his pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then asked he the men of that place, saying, Where is ye whore that sat in Enaim by ye wayside? And they answered, There was no whore here. He came therefore to Judah again, and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of ye place said, There was no whore there. Then Judah said, Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. Now after 3 months one told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the whore, and lo, with playing the whore, she is great with child. Then Judah said, Bring ye her forth, and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man unto whom these things pertain am I with child, and said also, Look, I pray thee, whose these are, the seal, and ye cloak, and ye staff? Then Judah knew them, and said, She is more righteous than I, for she hath done it, because I gave her not to Shelah my son. So he lay with her no more. Now when the time was come that she should be delivered, behold, there were twins in her womb, and when she was in travail, the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound a red thread about his hand, saying, This has come out first. But when he plucked his hand back again, lo, his brother came out, and the midwife said, How hast thou broken the breach upon thee? And his name was called Perez. And afterward came out his brother, yet had the red thread about his hand, and his name was called Zerah. Genesis chapter 39. Now Yosef was brought down into Egypt, and Potiphar, an eunuch of Pharaoh's, and his chief steward, an Egyptian, bought him at the hand of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him thither. And the Lord was with Yosef, and he was a man that prospered, and was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Yosef found favor in his sight, and served him, and he made him ruler of his house, and put all that he had in his hand. And from that time he had made him ruler over his house, and over all that he had. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Yosef's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in ye house and in ye field. Therefore he left all ye he had in Yosef's hand, and took account of nothing that was with him, save only of the bread which he did eat. And Yosef was a fair person, and well favored. Now therefore, after these things, this master's wife cast her eyes upon Yosef, and said, Lie with me. But he refused, and said to his master's wife, Behold, my master knoweth not what he hath in the house with me, but hath committed all that he hath to mine hand. There is no man greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept anything from me, but only thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness, and so sin against God? And albeit she spake to Yosef day by day, yet he hearkened not unto her, to lie with her, or to be in her company. Then on a certain day Yosef entered into the house to do his business, and there was no man of the household in the house. Therefore she caught him by his garment, saying, Sleep with me. But he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. Now when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled out, she called unto the men of her house, and told them, saying, Behold, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us, who came into me for to have slept with me, but I cried with a loud voice. And when he heard, yet I lift up my voice, and cried, he left his garment with me, and fled away, and got him out. So she laid up his garment by her until her lord came home. Then she told him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant, with which thou hast brought unto us, came into me to mock me. But as soon as I lift up my voice and cried, he left his garment with me and fled out. Then when his master heard the words of his wife, which she told him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, in the place where the king's prisoners lay bound, and there he was in prison. But ye Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and got him favor in the sight of the matter of the prison, master of the prison, rather. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, that did he. And the keeper of the prison looked unto nothing that was under his hand, seeing that the Lord was with him. For whatsoever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Finally, chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. And after these things, the butler of ye king of Egypt and his baker offended their lord the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry against his two officers, against the chief butler and against the chief baker. Therefore he put them in ward in his chief steward's house, in the prison and place where Joseph was bound. And the chief steward gave Joseph charge over them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they both dreamed a dream, either of them his dream in one night, each one according to ye interpretation of his dream, both ye butler and ye baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And when Joseph came unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in his master's ward, saying, Wherefore look ye so sadly today? Who answered him, We have dreamed each one a dream, and there is none to interpret the same. Then Joseph said unto them, Are not interpretations of God? Tell them me now. So the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said unto him, In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and as it budded, her flower came forth, and the clusters of grapes waxed ripe. And I had Pharaoh's cup in mine hand, and I took the grapes, and wrung them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. Then Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thine office, and thou shalt give Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the old manner, when you wast his butler. But have me in remembrance with thee when thou art in good case, and show mercy, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me out of this house. For I was stolen away by theft out of ye land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing wherefore they should put me in the dungeon. And when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, Also methought in my dream that I had three white baskets on mine head, and in the uppermost basket there was of all manner bacon meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon mine head. Then Joseph answered and said, This is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days shall Pharaoh take thine head from thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And so the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler, and the head of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership, who gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted unto them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forget him. May God add his richest blessing from this reading of his holy word. As always, this is from my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. I thank you very much for watching and listening today. Please come back tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Genesis.